I'm lucky enough, I know quite a few of them anyway. I played a few games with a few of them as well. I know Connor, he lives in my village as well, so football's football, you know. If you don't know anyone, as soon as you touch a ball, it's the same people, you know what I mean? So it's just one of the things, it's exciting to get playing. There's some good players in there as well. We have, like, Chris Jones, a good player, and Jamie Mullen, I've played against quite a few times. The players there, I'm actually excited about playing with as well.
What can the fans expect to see from you then?
They'd like to see composure on the ball, a bit of experience in the right to win games. I'm definitely a winner. I definitely want to win, even if it's in training, even if it's anywhere else I'm winning. That's what Craig's brought me in, to be a transition between the staff, myself and the players. So you know, Jonah's been injured. I think they've lost his sort of leadership by not playing. You know, as good as he is around the change room, you always need a leader in the team who can sort of say, do what the manager wants you to do. So Craig's got that role for me. Just playing a good football, I would have thought.
And obviously you've played at a high standard. You're looking forward to playing potentially in Europe.
Yeah, definitely. I've always said I nearly signed you when what's your name now? The Morecambe assistant manager, Kenny McKenna, when he played Liverpool. I nearly came on loan from Huddersfield. That was back bloody 2003, 2004, 2005 or something like that. Nearly come then. So it's always something I want to do. Don't get me wrong. I still have ambitions to play as high as I possibly can. As a short term deal to the end of the season. I've had offers from the league and in Scottish Premier as well. But Craig, I give Craig my word, and I'm here for the foreseeable future.